Chapter 8. Personal Experience Needed by Workers.
The editors of our periodicals, the teachers in our schools, the presidents of our conferences, all need to drink of the pure streams of the river of the water of life. All need to understand more fully the words spoken by our Savior to the Samaritan woman, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." John 4, verses 10 to 14. The Lord's work needs to be distinguished from the common affairs of life. He says, "I will turn my hand upon thee, and purely purge away thy dross, and take away all thy tin. And I will restore thy judges as at the first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterward thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. Zion shall be redeemed with judgment, and her converts with righteousness." See Isaiah 1, 25-27. These words are full of importance. They have a lesson for all who occupy the editorial chair. The words of Moses possess deep meaning. Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord, and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said unto Aaron, "This is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me, and before all the people I will be glorified." Leviticus 10, verses 1 to 3. This has a lesson for all who are handling the matter that goes forth from our publishing institutions. Sacred things are not to be mingled with the common. The papers that have so wide a circulation should contain more precious instruction than appears in the ordinary publications of the day. What is the chaff to the wheat? Jeremiah 23:28. We want pure wheat, thoroughly winnowed. The Lord spake thus to me with a strong hand, and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, "Say ye not, a confederacy," to all them to whom this people shall say, "A confederacy." Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. See Isaiah 8, verses 11 to 20. I call the attention of all our workers to the 6th chapter of Isaiah. Read the experience of God's prophet when he saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Then said I, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth, and said, "Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged." Also I heard the voice of the Lord, saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then said I, "Here am I, send me." See Isaiah 6, verses 1 to 8. This is the experience needed by those who labor in all our institutions. There is danger that they will fail of maintaining a vital connection with God, of being sanctified through the truth. It is thus that they lose a sense of the power of the truth, lose the ability to discriminate between the sacred and the common. My brethren in responsible positions, May the Lord not only anoint your eyes that they may see, but pour into your hearts the holy oil that from the two olive branches flows through the golden pipes into the golden bowl which feeds the lamps of the sanctuary. May he give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. See Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. As faithful householders, give meat in due season to the household of God. Present truth to the people. Work as if in full view of the whole universe of heaven. We have no time to lose, not a moment. Important issues must soon be met, and we need to be hidden in the cleft of the rock that we may see Jesus and be quickened by His Holy Spirit.